And being that we have a mission speaker today, you get off pretty easy because Father has dictated that the homily will be no longer than 2 minutes because we will have speaker at the end. The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that no one can say that Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, each and every one of us who can profess that we believe that Jesus is the Lord, clearly you have the Holy Spirit. Now that's not anything that is new information. But it's a matter of being able then to look a little further within our own selves and recognize what gifts God has given, and that those gifts are indeed given by the Holy Spirit, so that each one can build up the body of Christ as the Lord wills. Now, we also have to be able to look at what it is that the Holy Spirit is going to do in us, because He is there to help us to grow in holiness. So we look at the gospel reading and we hear about this individual who thought himself to be better than others because of all the things that he did, not recognizing somehow or another that it was by the grace of God that he was able to do some of the things that he was doing. But instead, taking credit for it for himself, he was looking down on others. So if you think right before Mass or praying the rosary, we put in that little prayer that Our Lady taught us at Fatima, and we pray for those who are in most need of God's mercy. When you do that, you might be thinking, oh, it's for these pagans, or maybe it's for my kids who have fallen away, or maybe it's for this or that person. Ever stop to think, maybe that's for me? Maybe I'm the one who's most in need of God's mercy. We'd like to be able to think, well, no, because I believe and I go to Mass and I do these things, I'm all right. I need to pray for these other people. And we do. But remember, Jesus said, from those to whom more has been given, more will be expected. Now you look at it and say, okay, God has given me the Holy Spirit. He's given me all of these gifts, whatever they may be. How am I doing? What am I doing with them? Am I glorifying God with them, or am I glorifying myself with them, or am I not even using the gifts that God has given me? And when we recognize that maybe with the gifts God has given, I ought to be at a certain level of holiness, and instead I look at it and realize I'm not there. Maybe I haven't been cooperating fully with God's gifts. That's where we begin to recognize maybe I'm the one who is in most need of God's mercy. And while it's true we still need to pray for these others, we then can put things into a different perspective. We're not praying for them because somehow we think we're better than them, not that I think that anybody would be thinking that, but rather if we can see ourselves as the ones most need of God's mercy, then it helps us in the way that we're praying for others as well. It begins not only to be a greater point of humility, but therefore a greater point of charity, because we're seeing and praying that God's mercy will be given to them as it has been given to us.